From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We, as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Friday to each and every one of you. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to kick off this afternoon our Friday, Free Ticket Friday giveaway for the Milwaukee Brewers. Today, I'm going to drop a keyword shortly for you. You're going to text it in only via the app. You can get the Civic Media app wherever you like to get your apps. It's free. You text that keyword in via the app and you will be entered to win 4 tickets in the Civic Media club level section. 4 tickets to the May 16th game against Minnesota. So you're going to want to keep it locked throughout the hour. I'll be dropping that word. Again, we're going to do it in the second hour as well. You can enter during the show. It doesn't have to be in the first hour or the second hour. I've got a bunch of great guests. We've got What's Good Local and Overlooked with Terry Barr. We got Ask Maggie. It's a packed Friday, but we have to start with today's breaking news. Firstly, Newark, New Jersey Mayor Baz Baraka has been arrested by the feds, by ICE, I don't know if it's Homeland Security, at a protest, a large protest outside of an ICE detention facility that either was recently built or recently expanded to increase its capacity to 1,000 people. He was arrested at the protest. Again, this is Newark, New Jersey Mayor Baz Baraka. U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, in case you have all forgotten, oh yes, that's Alina Haba. She's U.S. attorney material, like I am a long-distance runner, which means not at all. Absolutely incredible. Apparently, other federal law enforcement, some physical interaction with a couple of congresspeople that were at that protest as well. So now the feds are saying an elected official can't even show up at a protest, exercise their First Amendment rights, and say, I object to this administration's continual unconstitutional violation of due process. Shocking. In addition, just in, a judge in Maryland says Donald Trump's pardon of a particular January 6th defendant's unrelated conviction for possessing illegal firearms, no pardon may apply to that conviction. Here's what the judge said, that the Department of Justice position is so unreasonable that, quote, the court is unable to conclude that the government is not acting in bad faith. Let me translate. Lots of triple negatives in there. Court is unable to not. Okay. Yeah. Double negatives there. Here's what the court just wrote. I conclude that the Trump administration is acting in bad faith. A federal judge in Maryland saying that today, a pardon will not apply to one of the January 6th insurrectionists on an unrelated illegal firearms conviction. In addition, a federal judge just today has ordered the immediate release of Tufts University PhD student Rumeysa Ozturk, whose video recorded detention by masked federal agents. This was the masked folks with no identifiers on, not providing their names. By masked federal agents drew national scrutiny amongst that first wave of Trump administration crackdowns. This is U.S. District Judge William Sessions III has ruled that she had been unlawfully detained for basically authoring an op-ed, an opinion piece, criticizing Israel, that she had been, again, like the mayor of Newark today, like others, being arrested, this student being detained for exercising her First Amendment rights. Here's what the judge wrote today, quote, "That is literally the case. There is no evidence here of any wrongdoing absent the consideration of the op-ed. Her continued detention cannot stand." Judge Sessions went on to say that the Trump administration's targeting of this student could chill the speech of, quote, millions and millions. Absolutely gobsmacking news this afternoon. In addition, the White House is stepping in and preventing Pete Hegseth from selecting his chief of staff of choice. He had chosen a guy named Ricky Buria, apparently exasperated by the personnel turnover and all of the turmoil in the Department of Defense. The White House is saying that they're blocking that choice and that they will select a candidate of the White House's choosing. The last bit of news that I want to share with you this afternoon is this. Donald Trump today announcing that he will be welcoming refugees from South Africa, but not whom you might think. He will be welcoming as refugees Afrikaners from South Africa. Now recall, in the first days of Donald Trump's administration, he put a halt on all refugee resettlement in the United States. There are people barely subsisting in enormous camps, living in tents, with very little access to food and medicine, et cetera, that have been through an extensive vetting process and had been slated to come here as refugees. Donald Trump today, again, welcoming refugees who are Afrikaners from South Africa, and setting aside all sorts of resources, furniture, housing, cell phones, etc. Absolutely shocking at a certain level, ladies and gentlemen. I will continue to keep you updated this afternoon. Oh my gosh, here is another bit of breaking news. The Trump administration is reportedly weighing suspension of habeas corpus. My God. The Trump administration weighing suspension of habeas corpus. This is, to the best of my understanding, only happened four times in U.S. history, most notably during the Civil War. Stephen Miller saying that the White House is looking into suspending habeas corpus, which protects people, again, from all unlawful detentions. It is the habeas corpus manner of challenging detentions by non-citizens that the Supreme Court said was required. Remember, that was the 9-0 ruling. They concluded you have to do this under habeas corpus and that every non-citizen is entitled to due process in a 9-0 ruling. Stephen Miller is saying today, the Trump administration considering suspending habeas corpus. Ladies and gentlemen, this is authoritarianism. Miller said today, quote, "A lot of it depends on whether the courts are going to do the right thing or not." No, sir, Mr. Miller. A lot of this depends on whether you and Donald Trump, and mostly Donald Trump, will follow his oath of office and abide by the Constitution. That is a horrifying development, ladies and gentlemen. There's more breaking news coming in, but I want to bring in my next guest. He is an attorney, a friend of the show. You know him quite well. His name is Jeff Mandel. He's one of the founders of Law Forward. Welcome to the show, Jeff. Any reaction to this spate of news that we're getting this afternoon?
Hi, Maggie. It's great to be with you, and thanks for having me back. Unfortunately, I couldn't hear your spate of news, so I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Jeff, let me just start with the most horrifying bits. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, arrested by federal agents today outside of a detention center where he was protesting. In addition, Stephen Miller announcing this afternoon that the Trump administration is considering suspending habeas corpus. This is full-on authoritarianism, Jeff. Your reactions?
It's truly amazing. I mean, this is consistent with, but yet another escalation of the overreach we've seen by this administration in terms of, you know, federal law enforcement, whether that's the arrest of Judge Dugan in Milwaukee a couple of weeks ago, you know, the arrest of a mayor. I don't know all the details, but if the mayor was protesting lawfully, obviously arrest is inappropriate. And to my knowledge, habeas corpus has been suspended once in our history by President Lincoln during the Civil War. And historians and legal scholars have huge debates about whether that was okay or not. But certainly the suspension of habeas corpus is only for the most extreme circumstances. And we are not in such a circumstance. There is no invasion. There is no war.
I believe it's happened four times. The most notable and the most hotly debated, I believe, is the one that happened during the Civil War. This is simply alarming news. Wes from Middleton saying it's vile, but it's sadly not shocking. We live in the Western Hemisphere version of Russia now. Just incredible. We're going to get to why I've got you here, Jeff. After the break, we're going to talk about system reform so that we never find ourselves in this place again. So important. Let's bring on one of our most frequent callers and listeners, Tom from LA. You say what in reaction to this news this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, I apologize. You know, the saddest thing about this is the media acts like this is just another day at the office. And that's really scary. I mean, these are things that are happening that are so out of bounds. Anybody else that would do anything close to this, it would be, I just can't imagine, you know, you have anybody on the Democratic side that would act this way. It would be all over and telling the president to step down. And for some reason, we just say, oh, it's Trump. It's Trump. And that's just unbelievable to me. We have got to get a hold of ourselves and our morals and our values and the Constitution and really and truly, push back.
Thanks, Tom. Here's the other thing I have to point out. And Jeff, I want to make sure you can hear me. Jeff, you still there?
I am.
Wonderful. Congress has to authorize the suspension of habeas corpus. Congress, like this is the thing. So I we're at this moment where our Republicans or so-called Republicans in Congress going to stand up and do their job? Is this more simple distraction from the Trump administration as court after court after court declares what they're doing not just illegal, but unconstitutional and antithetical to our very foundational principles here in America? When we come back, I'm going to talk with Jeff Mandel, founder of Law Forward, about how to change the system so that we never find ourselves in this place again. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big day of news, and I'll be dropping that free ticket Friday. Word to text in to win some Brewers tickets next. Keep it locked.